This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey! And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Tell me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Hi there. Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars, and I want to tell you about a serious problem affecting America right now. Joe Mencia.
I'm here to ask you for your help.
These are some of the signs that you or someone you know may be suffering from Joe Mencia. Forgetting where you are.
North South Carolina.
Forgetting your boss's name.
Are you going to stick with the president, last guy, on this issue?
Making up mythical characters.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Getting aggressive towards journalists. Forgetting lines to your speech.
All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Forgetting what you were supposed to say.
Let me go to the second thing.
Name calling and hostility.
What's that? What is it?
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Biting your spouse's hand in public. Unabashed flirtation with young children.
11 years old. Talk to me before we leave, okay?
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
If you or someone you love is suffering from Joe Mencia, please share with them the truth at band.video and the health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And together, we can defeat Joe Mencia.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you better believe the fact that the New World Order deep state using the political party of the Democrats as their injector into our political framework is desperate, knowing Joe Biden is all they have right now. Joe Biden is a creep. He's a criminal. And everybody knows it. And so the Democrats are kind of testing Cuomo right now, and they're testing now this Democrat mayor from Michigan with all the interviews she's doing and everything. So they know Biden is a disaster. And, you know, I really wanted to do kind of an in-depth thing about this, too. But I got a guest coming up next. But, folks, you got to understand that the Obama administration has been caught red-handed, engaged in so many crimes. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so they're doing everything they can with Obama and Clapper and Comey and Brennan and Biden to cover up their treason. And that is a major factor in this game of geopolitical social chess that we're witnessing right now. Obama got caught red-handed with the illegal spying, his administration with the FISA abuse, the coup against the president from the FBI to the CIA. It's all caught. All of it wide open to the public. Now, I have to sit here every day and listen to a damn press conference about coronavirus. I should be listening to a press conference every day about how we're going to bring these treasonous criminals by the names of Barack Hussein Obama, James Comey, John Brennan, and James Clapper in for trial. That's what I should be getting press conferences on every day, but I don't. I get Dr. Fauci. Pathetic. Now, here's another Joe Biden funny in clip 5. Easter is coming up. Make sure Joe Biden isn't around your Easter party.
Run.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that's just a little funny. Aww. It's just two kids on Easter, and then Joe Biden comes dressed as the Easter Bunny, and they start panicking and running. As well, I mean, if you saw Joe Biden dressed up, hell, if you just saw Joe Biden, period, at your kid's party, I'd shut it down, maybe even call the police, you know, hide your kids in life type situation when Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Joe, comes to town. He's looking for a kid to grow up, guaranteed.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Crazy time to be alive. It's everything the globalists would want to do to America happening in the blink of an eye. The crashing of our economy, the inflation of our system, our monetary system, the complete lockdown order so that you don't even go in the streets anymore. Yeah, that's right. You filthy, dirty American pig, you. How dare you go out in the streets? And if you do, you better have your badge that says you got tested for corona, and you better have your mask, okay? And you better engage in social distancing. This is what it's like to be an American now. USA! USA! Land of the free! Home of the brave! No, not so much. But there may be a silver lining to this with G. Edward Griffin, who is my guest from RedPillExpo.com. So we've seen the most ridiculous $2 trillion boondoggle under President Trump, most ridiculous stimulus package in the history of this country. And it happened under Donald Trump. Now, there are, again, silver linings to this that people think there may be something else happening behind the scenes. And so G. Edward Griffin is here to explain. So G. Edward Griffin from RedPillExpo.com. We saw the $2.2 trillion stimulus get totally abused and porked by the Democrats. They're now already suggesting more stimulus. What's next? $3 trillion, $4 trillion, 10 gajillion? Where does it end? G. Edward Griffin.
Boy, that's a good introduction, Owen. Thank you. Yeah, where does it end? I guess that assumes that there is an end. I'm beginning to wonder if there is an end, because I see this as a continuum that's been going on for so long, and it's all, I guess there is an end game to everything. Yeah, you can't keep pumping up a bubble until forever. At some point it breaks. But old guys like myself have been predicting that the bubble is going to really splat any day now. We've been doing that for so long that our credibility is somewhat stretched. But that didn't change the laws of mathematics or the laws of nature. It's going to happen. Yes, it's ridiculous, but the question arises, do these guys in Congress who are passing or approving of these acts, the Federal Reserve is doing some of it just on its own, but Congress has to come along at some point and sign the paper and say, yeah, that's legal. Do they really think it's going to solve anything, or is there an agenda that we can't see? Well, I've become kind of skeptical over the years. One of the few things I ever agreed with Franklin Delano Roosevelt was, he said that in politics, nothing is a coincidence. I thought, well, that is true. And so, and especially the bigger the event and the more absurd it seems to be, the more likely, in my view, that it's not a coincidence. So I don't think it's stupidity either, although I have to admit that some of these guys appear to be pretty stupid. But I think stupidity is kind of an excuse. They know that what they're doing is unsustainable. They know it's going to really wreak havoc in the economy. It's going to put a lot of people onto the streets. It may even trigger some food riots like we've seen in other countries. Could it be that they really are looking forward to that? That's a heck of a question, isn't it? Who would look forward to riots in the street and all kinds of calamity and people going hungry and losing their housing and all of that? Who would want that? Well, the fact is that there are people who want that, and they've written books about it. These people have existed for over a couple of centuries now. They've talked about the necessity to change society, in particular the necessity to change the American society, to get the Americans off of their addiction, as they call it, to the comforts of life, to get them away from this dreaded thing called capitalism, get them to join the beehive economy and political system of collectivism. Sometimes we call that communism, fascism, and Nazism, socialism. But it's collectivism, and they think that's the ideal. And they know, wisely, I think they figured it out, that when people are desperate for existence, if they're on their knees begging for help, help against some dreaded threat, help against an enemy from abroad in a war or a pandemic or global warming that's going to destroy the planet or crime or drugs or whatever this great threat is, they turn for help. And they don't ask about whether it's legal or whether it's right or wrong, whether it's constitutional. A drowning man is not much concerned about the Constitution, and they know this. So, yes, the answer to that question is, yeah, there are people who do want to see things collapse, and they do everything possible to collapse the system so people will be on their knees begging for help and not asking too many questions, and that's what they're waiting for. They can move in, completely revise the system, and nobody will object. In fact, they'll say, oh, thank you for martial law on the streets. Oh, thank you for protecting us. And by the way, where's our food coupon? And where do we sleep tonight? And so forth. So that's how I look at it. And it's an ugly view. I wish I didn't feel that way. You said, here's Griffin. He'll have a silver lining through the storm cloud. That was not a silver lining. So what can I say except that the silver lining, if there is one, is the fact that this thing is becoming so obvious now that it does not make sense. In the normal use of that word, it makes only sense only in the minds of those who are seeking destruction. And that's becoming so obvious now that maybe some of us who have been trying to alert our friends to the possibility that we better get off of our couches and get out there, getting active in politics and in social events and get involved in organizations and take back control of the system while we still have that window of time. It's closing. It's closing. It's getting smaller. But we still have time to do it. So I think that maybe the silver lining, if I may get back to that, is the fact that people are waking up to this. And if we ever have a chance to change it, it's now.
Well, and going back to what you said, the quote from FDR, there are no coincidences in politics. So there's no coincidence here either. The fact that it's more prescient for Americans to get active in their local communities, their national government, and everything in between, it's more important for people to get active now. It's no coincidence that the virus happens now and they tell us to shelter in place so that you can't get involved, suspending your First Amendment, suspending your Second Amendment. So that's definitely not a coincidence. As you stated, it's more important for Americans to be active and organized and informed than ever. So, oh, perfect timing. Here comes the coronavirus. Shelter in place. Watch your Netflix movies and TV series. And don't worry about America. It's all under control. Fauci has your back. So, obviously, that's not a coincidence, is it?
No, I don't think it is. But then you have to forgive me. I've lived a long time, and I've seen a lot of so-called coincidences that turn out to be hidden agendas. So I'm a little jaundiced on that topic, and I don't think that suddenly all of these people in Washington have decided to stop furthering their own personal agendas and put the benefit of the American people ahead of their own personal agendas. I just don't see that as happening.
So we're about to go to break, but I want to really get into this question in the next segment. How much do we really know about the Federal Reserve? And maybe now is the time where Americans are actually asking that question, saying, oh, $2 trillion, like what? Hey, I'm a fiscal conservative. I elected Trump as a fiscal conservative. He said he was going to do something about the debt and mitigate it and the deficit. It's only gotten worse under President Trump. Hey, I support the president. That's a fact, guys. President Trump has done worse for the debt and the deficit than Obama did. So you can love Trump till the day is over, but that's just a fact. And then I think the bigger issue as well that I want to get G. Edward Griffin's take on is the fact that you have to understand, folks, the worldwide control grid through the corporate government trying to take over actual sovereign states. The reason why they have to take over America and hate America, and this is something that's been hundreds of years in the making, if not thousands, folks. They hate America because it proves self-government works. It proves that free market capitalism is the most sustainable answer for the Commonwealth and the average citizen to have a high standard of living. So you see, once that got proven to the world, well, how do you roll out communism now that free market capitalism works?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Talking Federal Reserve. And so I ask G. Edward Griffin this because I think, you know, it's a weird thing at a certain age or something where Americans decide to quit questioning their reality. And I'm speaking specifically about money. At what point do we quit being curious? Where does this money come from? What gives it value? Most people couldn't even begin to answer that or even begin to think about the answer to that. So I ask G. Edward Griffin today, how much do we really know about the Federal Reserve as an American community? How much do we know, even with the most information that is publicly available with the fractional reserve banking system? And then how much are people learning, do you think, now as the stimulus bill is passing and people are seeing now communist-style government paychecks coming out. So you would imagine the curiosities about this are beginning to get flared up again. So what do you think? How much do we know about the Fed? How much do we know about the Fed, even if we have the most information? And then just to the general public, what did they not know that they may be learning now?
Boy, that's a good one. That's an open field. You can run any which way with that one. But I think the short answer, Owen, is that the American people, what do they know about the Fed? The answer is not nearly enough. And the fact that we maybe know a little bit more about it, and I say we collectively know a lot more now than we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago, it's not nearly enough. As you know, I give seminars on this topic. I've been known to talk about this for a full day. And at the very end, it's having to rush through the notes that I couldn't get to. So it's impossible to cover it, but I came up with kind of a humorous way of summarizing this because, you know, things can be condensed. And when you're on the lecture circuit, sometimes you have to condense your huge topic down into little sound bites if you have a chance to be interviewed by some television station, which doesn't happen too often. But when it happens, boy, you better get it quick because they won't give you more than about 15 seconds to say it all. So I developed a talent for condensing these humongous topics into a very few words. And I found out that I could summarize the Federal Reserve System in three words. As incredibly as it may sound, the Federal Reserve System. Well, yes, it's a scam. Any questions? All right, there's the hard core of it. Anybody can understand what a scam is, but now what makes the Federal Reserve a scam and how did they pull it off is a very interesting story, and it's a long journey. But basically, it boils down to the fact that a group of bankers in the United States. In fact, all the major banks of the United States back in 1913 passed a piece of legislation. They presented it to Congress, and they lobbied Congress, and the congressman voted it in, called the Federal Reserve Act. And in that piece of legislation, they convinced the bankers, convinced the Congress to turn over to the banking group, which was a cartel. Let me emphasize that. These banks formed a cartel, which is... That takes a little explanation. It's an association of banks, but they form together to further the interests of the members of the cartel, which means the banks, and that was their sole purpose. They're not interested in advancing the interests of the American people or doing what is right for the economy. Cartels never do that. Oil cartels, banana cartels, peanut cartels, and banking cartels have just one purpose, and that's to advance the benefit and the advantage of the members of the cartel, period. So they went to Congress, they convinced Congress to give them, the banks, private banks, the power to create the nation's money supply and to determine credit and to control the money supply of the nation just as though the bankers were the government itself. And Congress gave them that power in the Federal Reserve Act. So what you understand now, with that just simple introduction to the topic, what we have in place and have had for a very long time is a banking cartel of private banks that literally control the money system of the United States of America. And Congress has no power over it, over their decisions or their policies. Congress can do nothing about it except to amend the Federal Reserve Act or to abolish the Federal Reserve completely. That's their only power. And in fact, looking back over the years, Congress has never made any serious attempt to reduce the powers of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve Act has been amended over 100 times since it was created. And each time, with a possible exception of one or two minor instances, the power of the Fed was greatly expanded to the point where today it can do just about anything it wants to do, and it's legal because Congress put the stamp of approval on it. Now, that's the short answer as to what the Fed is. It's a cartel, and it's got the power of government behind it, which is why people think it's a government agency. I mean, if you violate the terms of the cartel agreement of the bank, you go to prison because there's a law that says you must follow their decisions. And who can put you in jail? Only the government, right? Well, no, not quite so. If a cartel can get the government to pass a law to make it illegal to violate your personal agreement, well, then private interests can put you in prison. So there's the background, and you wonder, where is all this money going? Where does this money go? How come it doesn't help the American people? We know it doesn't, because the more money they throw into the economy, the worse the economy gets. You might notice that the money always winds up in the banks. Either they're bailing out the banks directly, or they're creating money to give to corporations and governments around the world who owe huge amounts of money to the banks. They can't pay to the banks. They're going bankrupt. And so the federal government passes more laws to send money to those corporations and to those governments so they can continue to send interest to the banks. The money always comes back to the banks. There's no surprise here. The Federal Reserve System was created by the banks and for the banks and of the banks. That is its purpose. And so it's only doing what it was designed to do. Now, that's the short flash course on what the Federal Reserve System is. And the American people don't understand that. That's for sure. Most of Americans think that the Federal Reserve is a government agency and that they're doing their best to protect America. And they're trying to cool inflation or to stimulate employment or something like that. And they're all convinced that it's really a wonderful thing. And we learn that in school if we read our textbooks and pay attention to the teachers. That's what they teach us. But in fact, it's just the opposite. But anyway, that's the short answer to your question, Owen. It's something. And we say in the Red Pill Expo, well, thank you for that introduction, by the way. Red Pill is the thing that you take and you realize, oh, this is reality. Break out of your illusions and see life the way it really is. Well, the Federal Reserve is not what it appears to be. When you take the Red Pill, you find out that it is nothing more or less than legalized plunder.
When we get back from the next break, I want to get into with G. Edward Griffin from the Red Pill Expo, the fractional reserve banking system, and then the notion of the Federal Reserve. Is it a private bank? Do we even know? And why not? But I think, again, folks, what would be the biggest enemy of a government that wants to control you and the money supply? Well, it would be examples that communism or that system of government doesn't work and that the free market does, which has been proven time and time again in real world activity. So they don't want you to know this. They want full control over you.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to super. last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
With Z. Edward Griffin from Red Pill Expo. RedPillExpo.org is where you can follow his work. I want to ask G. Edward Griffin two questions here, and let's hear his take on this. One, fractional reserve banking. This is the system that the Federal Reserve goes with. Most people have no idea how it even works. They probably couldn't even tell you what fractional reserve banking is, or that's the system the Fed goes with. And then beyond that, you've obviously seen it before. They say it's a conspiracy theory that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. Well, there's been no conclusion on that as far as my studies are concerned, but your studies are obviously much deeper than mine. So, G. Edward Griffin from RedPillExpo.com, what do you think about the fractional reserve banking system? Why don't Americans know about it? And then, Is the Federal Reserve indeed a private institution?
Okay, well, let's start with the last one first, because that's the easiest one to handle. The Federal Reserve System, as I said before, is really a cartel. And got to remember that. That answers so many questions. A cartel. What is a cartel? It's not one thing. It's an association of many organizations that on the surface appear to be in competition with each other. An oil cartel, for example, could be made up of many oil companies within a region or a nation or around the world. They're in competition with each other, but they come together because they want to reduce competition to improve their profit margins. And so they come to agreements with each other. Well, okay, we won't compete on price. We'll all charge the same price. We'll divide up markets. You get North America, I get South America, and so forth. And they figure out ways to avoid competition so that the consumer has no place else to go, so that the consumer inevitably has to pay more for the same product or service than they would have paid if there was real competition in the market. Free enterprise capitalism, as you so well described it, that is another way of saying the free market. So a cartel is a group of organizations. It's not an entity. It's not a private bank. It's a cartel of private banks. And it's just like a labor union, you might say. A labor union is not a person. It's made up of many people who join the union, and they may have officers and so forth, but the labor union is not a person. It's made up of many people. And the Federal Reserve is not a bank. It's made up of the major banks in the United States who have come together to form a cartel. Okay, having said that, then there's the answer. It is neither a private bank nor a government agency. It is a cartel. And it's a cartel which has gone into partnership with the federal government because they took their cartel agreement and they convinced the members of Congress back in 1910 to pass that agreement into law. They took the, mentally, you could take, see that they took an eraser and erased the heading of the paper that said Federal Reserve Act. They erased that. Oh, excuse me, I got it wrong. They said cartel agreement. They erased that. And then they wrote in Federal Reserve Act. And then they took it to Congress. Congress voted for it. And now this private cartel agreement becomes a law. It's the force of government. But that's where the government and the cartel came together, is when the private cartel got the government to convert their agreement into law. So there you have it. That's what it is. It's a hybrid organization. It's not that there aren't many like it in the world, but wherever you have a large cartel, like we see in the health field right now, or a large cartel in the utilities industry, in the banking, of course, wherever you look, we see cartels. That's pretty much the same agreement that they have, and they get the government involved so that the people have to obey the private agreement. It's a weird and very dangerous and, I think, a very unhealthy arrangement to have in – certainly you can't have it in a free world. Now, that's it. That's the short answer. The more interesting question probably is this thing called fractional reserve banking. Well, that's a little bit of a history lesson there, because – let's start off with the words. What does that mean, fractional reserve banking? Well, we know what banking is. That's an institution where they handle all your money, and they control the money supply, and they clear checks, and that's the group of people that takes care of your money. That's banking. Now, what's reserve banking? Well, reserve banking is the concept that historically has always been attached to this thing called banking, is that when you take your money to a bank, you put it on deposit. It's your money, historically at least. It's not that way today, by the way. But originally, and we think of it still that way, it's your money. You took it to the bank, and you are making the deposit of your money into the bank, and they give you a receipt for it. And it says basically, this is an account which is the balance on demand, a deposit on demand, withdrawal on demand. It's called a demand deposit, meaning that it's your money. You can go in and say, I want my money back now, as long as it's, you know, Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 o'clock. You can demand your money because it's your money. All right, so the idea is that the bank has to keep that money somewhere in case you come in and you want it and they give it to you. And the only way a bank can make sure that they have all of the money for all of their depositors is to have a reserve. They call that a reserve in the bank, usually in the vault, either on their premises or someplace. The money is there on reserve to protect your deposit. That's the concept, the pure concept of banking. Now comes the concept of fractional reserve banking. That means that the banking system has evolved the practice, and they consider it to be the accepted practice now, today, that they don't have all of your money in a vault somewhere so that you can demand it. They learn from experience that not all people want all of their money at the same time. So how silly it is to keep it all stacked up in the vaults, and they never have to hand it out completely. So they've learned that maybe only 7 or 8% of the people at one time really want their money. So they'll say, let's pass a regulation in the bank and get Congress to approve it that says we only need 7 or 8% reserve in the bank in case people want their money. That's fractional reserve banking. Now, you might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, what is wrong with that is that historically we know what's wrong with it, because every once in a while, whatever happens, there's something that happens in the economy, or maybe there's a war, maybe there's a disease that comes along, unemployment occurs, some kind of civil disorder, and people get nervous that they want their money. And all of a sudden, it's not just 6 or 7 or 8%, but 20% and 30% of the people want their money. And they go to the bank, and the bank says, oops, we don't have it, and they close their doors. It's called a bank run. It happens periodically in history. It's very embarrassing. And people want their money, and the banks don't have it, and they can't get it back from those that they've loaned it to, and the banks go belly up. And many people who have trusted the banks lose their deposits. The economy goes belly up, and they're wiped out. It's a very bad situation in history. It happens over and over again because of fractional reserve banking.
And by the way, now, though, have we not, though, with the coronavirus thing, have we not gone to a no reserve banking system now? Because they've changed their monetary policy.
That's exactly where I was going next. We've evolved to the point where the banks really don't have any reserve at all. A reserve of what? That's the thing. You see, you talk about digital currency. The national currencies of the world are already digital. I mean, how much money do you spend in cash? Not you or I, because I like cash. But most people rely totally on their credit cards, don't they? And that's not money in their pockets. It's a piece of plastic. It's electronically connected to a computer somewhere, a big bank of computers, and digits go whizzing around. There's no money. And even if you get to the cash, the paper pieces of receipts called Federal Reserve notes, what's behind that? Just more paper. What's this thing called money? It used to be that money was gold or silver, something with intrinsic value. So if you had it for some purpose other than money, which is what gave it value. Now, even if you have the paper instead of the plastic, it's still just a piece of paper.
Oh, but G. Edward Griffin, I'm sure it's just a coincidence that during this virus outbreak, and then they go to no reserve banking, and then they want to roll out a digital currency worldwide. I'm sure that's all just a coincidence, not for total control over the money supply.
Oh, you're so right. These good, honest people in banking and politics would never dream of doing that, would they?
RedPillExpo.org. I'm not sure if his sarcasm is always so witty, but definitely the information is powerful.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Companies will try to price gouge you whenever there's a shortage or a demand, a increase of demand of a certain product. You'll see people trying to price gouge you. It's very well known and taught in most economic classes. Well, our agenda here isn't to take as much money out of your pockets as possible. Our agenda here is to make sure that you're healthy and informed. And so when we see runs in the nutritional supplement industry, and we see runs on vitamin D, and we see runs on zinc, and we see runs on iodine, we sit back and say, okay, let's look at our supply. What do we have left? What do we need to get? And then how can we give it to our audience and supporters at InfoWarsStore.com at the best price? And so we've met that nexus point, and one of the best examples, and there's a couple, but one of the best is Winter Sun. Now, Winter Sun has been available at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus, the powerful vitamin D supplement at InfoWarsStore.com, is back in stock. So what happens? Well, it's winter, obviously cold season, flu season, the coronavirus outbreaks. We have a run on our vitamin D supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. We say, okay, we need to get this back in stock. Let's put it in order. And then let's put it at a discounted price so that people can still get the vitamin D3 and not have to worry about getting price gouged, not have to worry about it being too expensive, especially during this, well, it is a recession. So Winter Sun is back in stock. I've actually got a little bottle of it right here. Winter Sun Plus Ultra Vitamin D Supplement. There it is right there in all of its glory. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've also got other things like the VasoBeat Complete, which everybody knows about nitric oxide and how important that is for blood flow and getting vitamins and minerals and nutrients through your body. That's on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody's realizing the power of iodine now because they see, hey, why is everybody trying to buy up this iodine during this viral outbreak? Well, they know about the power of iodine on your immune system and your glands and everything and how powerful that is as a detoxifier. So all of this is on sale at InfoWarsStore.com at a discount. And if you really want to go in and do the deep research, folks, the information is available with vitamin D, with zinc, with nitric oxide, and all the different nutritional benefits of these supplements that you can get at a discounted price at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, you want to talk about nascent iodine as a detoxifier? If you're afraid of 5G affecting you, you're going to want to get the metal out of your body. So, but these are the kinds of deep research things that our team has done at InfoWarsStore.com to give you the best supplement, the most powerful supplement. And then we just say, hey, look, we'd rather sell a bunch of this and get our audience the health supplies they need than try to price gouge them while there's all this demand. And so that's all met at InfoWarsStore.com. And Alex Jones is at the office. He's cutting up some ads. He comes in and he says, hey, are you plugging today? And I said, yeah, you know, I probably should have plugged more, though. He's emphasizing. He's like, hey, man, you know, we got to make sure we're funding. We got to hire more crew here. Let's remind the people that InfoWarsStore.com is still up and running, and we have the best health supplements for you. So we want to expand. We're still operating. We're still trying to expand in the midst of all these difficult times right now. That's just how we operate. The system says, slow down. Slow your roll. Well, InfoWars increases its roll and speeds up. That's just called instinct against tyranny, defiance against authoritarianism. Okay, I am going to be handing over the platform to Gerald Celente, who's going to be hosting the fourth hour in the next segment. It's crazy to believe we've already been through 3 hours so far here today, folks. Harrison Smith is going to be filling in for me on the War Room today. But let me just kind of highlight everything we've talked about here so far today. Now, Ron Paul has said to Trump, it's time to end the shutdown. It's time for resurrection. Well, really, next week's the perfect time with Easter Sunday coming up. I mean, you couldn't have scripted it better if you wanted to. So it really makes all the sense in the world. But here's what I'm going to say. And I think that this is really important right here, folks. The time for hedging is over. All the cards are on the table. No more cards can come out. And so anybody who's in any position of influence or power, whether that be in government at any level or the media at any level or any type of institution, business, industry, whatever, no more time for hedging. This is the week we decide. This is the week you pick your sides and you stake your claims. If you want to continue the shutdown and the lockdown and the quarantine and all that stuff, then you have to stake your claim in that issue and you have to own it. And you have to say, no, we have to keep everything shut down. And if you do stake that claim, you have to commit to it. And that means shut it all down, folks. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not that side of the aisle. I'm a reopen everything, quit living in fear, reopen the sports leagues, reopen the gyms, reopen the bars. Let's get back to life. Let's not live in fear. Let's see if we should really be scared of this virus or not. Or we should be maybe more afraid of the government media tyranny that we've seen forced upon us. And so I have no qualms with that, because that's the choice of freedom. And that gives you the freedom to decide as well, hey, I want to be quarantined. Hey, I want a vaccine. Hey, I don't want to go to the bar. I don't want to go to the game. I don't want to go to the gym. Fine. Then you don't have to. Quit making the rest of us live in fear, live in tyranny. And so, but those that do want to continue the shutdown, they have to stake their claim. They have to argue that everything has to be shut down. No more time. Something is essential. Open at this time. Close at this time. No, 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 no. No curfew. No, no, no. You have to say it's all shut down 110%. You have to go full bore, folks. You can't hedge. No more middle ground. This is causing confusion, and it's not helping. And really, it's just these people are cowards and frauds that don't want to commit to anything because they just want to be liked or they, you know, whatever, want to get along or something. They really don't care. They'll play, they'll hedge. No, it's time to commit. Okay, it's time to commit. So put your money where your mouth is. If you want people shut down in quarantine, put your money where your mouth is and say it should all be shut down. And then those in government and media and industry that do decide that, then you all have to start coming up with some answers. When can we reopen? How many deaths a day is too many? Or how many deaths a day is enough to say we're reopening? How many new cases a day? When do we get to reopen? How much of the crashing of the economy is going to end up killing people in the long run versus the virus? Now, you'll notice none of them will do that because they're all cowards and frauds, folks. Now, some of the news we've highlighted today. The tyranny is here, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing it. The government wants to give you cash so that you stay home. Google is now admitting they're tracking and tracing your movements in real time. The next thing's coming. Putting a tattoo on your arm or a microchip in your wrist or some paper you have to have. Oh, I've been tested for corona. I'm corona free. Or I've had corona but gotten over it. Or I haven't had corona yet, but I could get it. Like, oh yeah, that's now your new marking. You just publicly walk around like a barcode that can just be scanned. You're no longer a human. You're just a barcode, and then that decides what activities you can or can't engage in. So we've seen that. We've seen now them pushing all of the numbers, saying, see, the U.S. has the most cases. Well, why is that? Because we test the most people. And the media is using anything at a hospital. And folks, you got to understand, just like Jussie Smollett, just like Nathan Phillips, just like the media, even the lowest level Trump haters are now fully involved in this civil war, lying at every level, making things up at every level so they can turn around and make Trump look bad. And now what are they saying? Trump needs to be held responsible for crimes against humanity. No, not China that created the weapon, the bioweapon, and released it. Trump, who, by the way, said we should shut down the border from China months ago, and the Democrats said, how dare you, you're racist. Fauci said in January, nothing to worry about with this virus. Schumer, Pelosi said in February, oh, go out to Chinatown, this is racist, don't close the border, that's racist. And now they want to send Trump to trial? It's all happening right now. And they're suspending elections? They're giving you government stimulus? They're deciding who and who can't operate, when and where? No, 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 no. That's not how America works, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Judicial Watch strikes again, though. Folks, it's just, it's game over. As soon as President Trump wants to win, he can win. All right? I love President Trump, best president in our lifetime. But it's time for him to quit playing the whole charades with the coronavirus, quit having the daily press briefings on that. Let's hear about Hillary Clinton's emails. Let's hear about the treason of the Obama administration. We need press conferences.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This ad will only run for a couple days.